James, you ever feel like you could just put your head through a freaking wall? Yeah.
Normally, though, it's been my old trusty water bottle. I've tried to throw it through the wall before.
Trying to throw that bad boy through the wall. I know you got a dent back there from when you threw it one time.
Yeah. But before I did it, it's actually, it's funny, it came up in conversation. I had years ago, I had this employee. She was just so difficult. And she was rubbing people the wrong way, and they got like in a, it was like an argument. I went out there to like try to talk sense. And it was like talking to a child. I came back in my office and I grabbed this water bottle and I strangled it. Like I was strangling it. I was so mad. And then I threw it as hard as I could at the wall.
Jesus Christ.
But you know, we all got those moments where we lose a little cool, right?
Oh yeah, guaranteed. See, that is I'm about to do something that I always kind of do. I'm taking it back to getting into to fighting and martial arts, and that's something that has allowed me to be able to clear on that a lot more. Like I'm able to, I don't have those moments of bursts as much. I don't like I'll get frustrated, but it just kind of fades away once I realize like, okay, I'm just frustrated. Or I'm about to pop a top here. But that's been one of those things where I've been thinking about that. Like, how, like, do majority of people just, they just lose their cool?
I think you got a couple of different things. I think you got people who just don't give a shit, right? They're not engaged enough to even like let the small things even like even process through their head because they don't care. They're the people who contribute to the frustration, right? Then I think you have those who just bury it all. I think you have the ones that absolutely explode. And then you have what you hope is most people that can realize that it's not about not having emotion on it. It's about controlling the emotion on it. You know, goes back to remember the lady I always talked about, lady at the stop sign, flicked me off because we both started wanting to go. I mean, she like totally lost her cool, had nothing to do with me. But, you know, I mean, I realized like, man, that woman needs bigger problems. Like, you let that like ruin her day. Both started to go at the stop sign at the same time. She felt so offended by it that she had to scream through her windshield and double flip me birds. And she
Is
still
it?
went first.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
People
like, what?
are wild to me. Like just the like I don't watch the news, and I don't really keep up with pretty much anything outside of my little world. Just because I don't care. Right? I've seen the what it does to people. You become this echo chamber of nonsense.
Yeah, it's talking point after talking point after talking point. You know, I was reading a study here recently. It was just talking about like consuming all of the things because the world has gotten smaller, right? So, you know, and I mean, it's like on my phone, I have the Drudge app, and the Drudge app, I've always kind of liked it because it'll give you a quick summary of a bunch of things going on in a lot of different places that it highlights. I've quit looking at it for the most part. On a rare occasion, I will glance at it if I'm trying to fall asleep. But it, because it's all just so, there's the point being is the world's getting smaller and you can see all of this bad, right? And that's what it promotes, like all of the problems. This world's always been full of problems. It will always be full of problems. I do appreciate the people at the front who are taking up the flag to try to do good for whatever it may be. But you know, they talk about just consuming all that. That's part of the reason there's so many people who struggle with anxiety these days. Because your brain's sitting there processing all of this information that you can't do shit on. If I sat there and open up the report, I don't want to, I was about to pull it up and just read like the top articles, write the headliners. But if you look at all that, It's all these things you can do nothing on. And then so your body's sitting there jumping from flight or fight, because you can't do anything. So your body doesn't know if it needs to fight right now or run.
Right.
Right. And it just creates these dumps of all these chemicals in you, and you're trying to figure out what to do, and it causes all those issues, you
Right.
know?
Yeah, and that's something that I've been seeing a lot just recently, just being a little bit more situationally aware of just other human beings and how they let allow themselves to get caught up in shit that doesn't even matter. Like genuinely, like if whatever Joe Biden does today, I don't care. It's not gonna affect me. If the economy goes to shit, it goes to shit, and we maneuver from there.
Well, so I'm with you, man. I think that's there's two sides to that coin, though. You know, like not to go into politics because it drains, right? This is what we were just talking about. But like, you know, there is a lot of stuff in our country that's totally fucked up right now.
And
You
it
know, I
always
mean,
like there's always something that's fucked up. Sorry, continue.
yeah, no, I agree. And things will push forward and prevail, but you. If we bring that back down, like somebody's got to be looking over it. Somebody's got to be taking care of it. And it's got to be people you trust. I mean, think about it. If something goes wrong with your business, you just don't go, well, I don't care because it doesn't affect me. It affects you. It
Yeah,
affects
that's
you heavily, you
yeah.
know? So you don't just turn a blind eye to that. So you can't just say it's going to iron itself out. I totally get there's things out of your control, and there's so much information coming from different angles. But, you know, I mean, there is a lot of bullshit going on right now. Like this whole border crisis thing, dude, that is unreal. And I'm not even really following it. And it blows my mind. You know, I mean, how you could just let people illegally come into the country nonstop and literally flying them in. Okay. This isn't about Joe Biden or anything, any politics. This is just the fact of the matter. Flying all these people in, supporting all these people, and not having a process. It's insane. And then, you know, then people will get real technical, like, well, that goes to the census, which allows more representatives, which means, you know, that's how it can overpower the house and all that. Okay, whatever. Like you were literally putting it's weird to me. Like you can still be a good steward and still put your people first, right? Do you have a good business relationship with me? Okay, you take care of me, don't you? You send me referrals all the time, don't you? Yeah. Do I come before your people that work for you?
No.
No.
I
And
guess it
if
would
it came
depend. It
down
would
to
depend.
me or your people, who would you choose? You would choose your people, right?
It would depend. I don't mean that in
Well, let's back up. If you had to choose your company or my company to take care of first, who would it be?
yeah, I'm taking care of myself.
Yeah, so let's take the individuals out of it, right? Yeah, because we're family and stuff, right? So that's back to the point. Like you can be good stewards, but you still have to take care of home first. It's the 28th. Your people getting paid at the end of the month? Okay. Who's
Hey,
making sure they get
my
paid?
boys are getting paid tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, good. Right? So like you take care of that shit first. Right? So the same applies at whatever scale. You know, so we got some crazy ass thing, and somebody has to be at the forefront of it. I don't think I need to be another talking head on that. I'm
And
just saying, like,
there should be a process of how we go about things 100%. There should be a system in place that makes sense. And to me, what that system is like right now, and the reason a lot of this is actually kind of coming up in my life, business wise, is right now we have a NAR lawsuit that is going through, right? Some things are happening with commissions, and the media has taken it to where it just it, they have blown it up so much to where the consumer is like, oh, you know, this and that and the other thing. And it's all bullshit. None of it is actual fact of what's being promoted.
Yeah.
So to me, anybody who would consume that doesn't make sense. But to me, how I usually address things is like, okay, how is it going to affect me and myself and the people around me?
Yeah.
I need to be aware of what's happening.
Yeah.
That is very important to be able to be upfront and say, okay, well, what does the actual documentation say as far as legality? Like, what can I do? What do I have to do? And what am I not allowed to do anymore? Right? Understand that. Now build out a plan behind that saying, okay, well, we now have this option, this option, this option, and this option. These are the things that we can do and address from. We can now maneuver because we have information.
Yeah.
The idea behind I need to know everything that is happening on all of the other things, it doesn't matter to me as long as I have this documentation that tells me, okay, you can do this, you can do this, you cannot do this, and you cannot do this. Now I can actually maneuver and build out a plan and even come up with new ideas of how we can address new things or
Yeah.
how we can create this own little bubble that is better than everybody else's bubble. Right?
Yeah.
All of that to say, okay, on a different scale or a larger scale, let's just take it to, you know, what's happening in DC or whatever. I can then actually take real actual shit that is actually happening. So let's just say a bill passes, right? Okay, if that bill passes, I can actually take myself, I can go on the computer, I can read the bill and then make a valid decision of what's happening, right? If I care enough, if it's going to impact me. And then I can say, okay, well, this is happening to the state of Georgia and the county of Forsyth. Okay, now this is in my backyard. Now I need to be able to understand what I can do and what needs to happen.
Yeah.
Everything else that's happening in Oklahoma, I don't live in Oklahoma. That's not my problem. Right? And this is how I feel about things. Like if it does not directly affect me, mine, and the people around me that I care about, it doesn't, I don't have a weight on the subject. And that's selfish, maybe that's a little bit naive. But my goal is to bring up the people around me as well as myself. And I don't know, that getting diluted with all the other nonsense that's happening, and all of the distractions to me, it just pisses me off. I've been noticing it around like certain people, and I just like,
Yeah.
I'm like,
Well, it's easy to get stuck, I think, in that loop, right? You start looking at
yeah.
that stuff and it'll drag you down. Like I noticed my demeanor immediately changed as we start talking about that, right?
Yeah.
Like, so I don't want to get lost in it. Fact is, it all follows money. People can do a lot more stuff when they got a lot more of your money. So if you're
Right.
gonna focus on one thing, in my opinion, focus on how your taxes are taken from you. You want to get pissed off, you don't need to turn on the news. Go look at your last tax return and how much money you had to give for things you have zero control over.
Yeah.
Now
And
that'll
so,
piss you off. The
yeah.
biggest oppressor of of people in this country is income tax. I don't care how you slice it, dice it. The biggest oppression to the people in the United States is income tax. You get taxed to fucking death. But that is a whole other story for maybe with a drink in our hand
Yeah, and a
and
cigar
not,
in the other.
but you should pay attention to what your tax on and then how that shit gets spent.
Yeah,
That's a
and
problem. We have an absolute spending problem in this country. But I agree with you. It's not so much you shouldn't care, but you don't need to die on every hill, right? You need to find some areas where you can focus. I follow closely Georgia right now. We're having huge issues with rates, right? They're across the country, but Georgia's struggling. Interesting enough, Georgia's a pretty conservative state overall, right? But we have some very loose laws when it comes to tort, like how Perfect example. If you drove, let's say you owned a company where you were owner operator of a tractor trailer. So you picked up goods from the Atlanta airport and drove it to a distribution center. Okay. Big 18-wheeler. All right. You come to me and get insurance, right? Then you're doing your deliveries one day and you have an accident. All right. Now we put $1 million in coverage on you. So if you had an accident, you had $1 million to protect you and to take care of whatever you did somebody else. In Georgia, a personal injury attorney can turn around and sue you if you have an accident, and then the customer hires them, so, or the client hires them. So they're saying, "Oh, Addison hit me in an accident, my leg's injured," right? They're gonna sue you, which is gonna be your insurance policy. Then they can turn around and sue the insurance carrier. Why?
Yeah, it's wild.
Multi-million-dollar lawsuits. It's bullshit. It has become a cesspool of allowing people to just absolutely just gut insurance carriers because it's looked at like it's somebody else's money. But the thing is, it's not somebody else's money. It's your money. Because guess what? If they take in this and then it costs them more than that, they raise rates to catch up. So it's all coming back to you as a consumer. All right. It's either that or they just say, screw the state, we're out of here. We're going to pull out completely and we're not going to do business in that state anymore. And if you don't believe a carrier will do that, get your head right. State Farm, it just put notice out. They're non-renewing 72,000 policies in California. They're the largest insurance carrier in the country by far. By far. Like there's State Farm, and then way down, you can probably combine a couple of the next several to make the size of State Farm. That's how many policies they have in the country. So, like, don't think these carriers won't pull out. There's been so many carriers pull out of Florida and California and stuff because of some of the crazy laws and things. So that's important to me. That affects my industry. So like I follow and I get notices on what some of the organizations, insurance organizations, are doing. They've worked hard, they've worked with the state, and now they're getting some laws passed for some tort reform. And it's great. It's good for the consumer. You think, well, no, that's the now they're just helping the insurance companies. No, they're helping you. They're helping 99.9% of us versus just that 0.1% and the freaking attorneys that make all the goddamn money off of.
Yeah, that's
You know?
that's interesting. 'Cause I never would have thought about that.
So, you know, it's like you know, you need to. And that goes all the way to local. Look, when I moved into my office after you helped me buy this amazing place over here in Covington, right? I went to do some remodel work on it. And the city of Covington, they are great overall, but the Historical Preservation Committee was assholes. It was clear they had their nose up in the air. They thought they were better than everybody. Okay. And I saw basically zero expertise in the room. There are people who volunteered and gave their time, but they viewed it as their city. And they were hateful. They were assholes. And I didn't like them. And they were rude to me about stuff. They shouldn't have been rude to me, especially me being new to the community and buying a building that needed a ton of work and me actually spending money and putting into it and bringing jobs in here and all that. They were assholes. And I was complaining to Danny about it. And Danny made a really good point. She goes, you know, you can keep complaining. Well, maybe you can actually try to make a difference. 100% right. I turned around like the next day, submitted an email out to a council member. I want to serve on this preservation committee, right? Maybe I can help. Maybe I can actually bring a change about it. They denied me. But they turned around and said, hey, we need help on this other committee. And now I serve on it. And since then, that's allowed me to serve on a board in Newton County. Which determines like when people put in appeals for zoning for property. So I get to help make decisions for what's allowed in some of the zonings in my local community. I serve on the DDA, so I'm down with the downtown development. I get to help put in thoughts and processes and ideas on how this downtown should develop. So I'm able to still make an impact instead of just sitting at home pissing and moaning about it. You
And
know?
but there's a difference between the type of human being that would be, this is happening in the world and this is happening in my city. I can't stand it. There's so much trash on the floor. Like, You have that person who is never going to do anything about anything other than complain about it, right? And majority of the time, that type of person is simply just running away from who they are.
Yeah.
Because they are looking, well, no, because they are looking for a distraction to pull them away from the actual things that they have to work on. Right?
Well, let's be real. Okay, valid, but you also to the point, like that is human nature. Our first response is to either is to show our emotional feeling to it. How do we feel about it, right? Hell, I just told you the story and I did it.
Yeah.
I did it until Dame's like, quit being a bitch and either shut up or do something about it.
But
And
yeah,
I was like,
okay.
oh, you're right. Like it wouldn't cross my mind. I just wanted to whine in the moment. So once she said that, put perspective on it. And it actually kind of pissed me off. So it was kind of also me wanting to prove a point too,
Yeah.
which, hey, it's fine. It got action out of me. So I kind of want to be like, what the hell do you know? Let me show
Yeah.
you. Right.
Yeah.
So whatever. But, we can all do that. There's all things that I guess the point to take away is just, hey, look, if you go to complain about something, you may be totally validating the complaint. But take a second after you go, oh, this is bullshit or whatever, go, okay, can I do something about it?
Yeah.
Well, if you can, then take the complaint, take the energy, and put it into doing something. If you can't, then move the hell on with your day
Yeah.
and go put it in something you can move forward, right?
Right. Yeah, and there's a big piece of that because now maybe I didn't word that right. So maybe it's the mass consumption of looking for a distraction, right? To me, if you consume, and I keep bringing it back to this, if you are the type of person that is genuinely just consuming content, right? Whatever that content is, you're looking for a distraction, just like the person who looks for the distraction in heroin or whatever. Like you are that type of person. You just
Well,
choose
I think
you.
you're finding what you're looking for, right?
Right. And then the second thing that you brought up there was you have the correct people around you to be able to say, hey, look, are you going to be a bitch or are you not? And then you then make the determining factor of like, oh, okay, well, I didn't see it that way. Now I see it that way. Now I'm going to make a point, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. Now I can actually make a decision versus majority of the time that people who are in that bubble, they're around other people who are in that bubble because people in, what is it? The birds of a feather flock together. You're in that bubble with those same people. And so all you have is that echo chamber. So
I agree.
that's
But it's like go back to the tax thing, dude. I'll rant about that all day. But the fact is, okay, well, like if I sit there and run the math and hey, 50% of my paycheck gets of my money that I work my ass off to earn
Yeah.
is ate up in taxes, however you want to
It's a
calculate
hell of a
it.
tax bracket, bro.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I mean, if you sit,
I'm
that's the
messing
thing.
around.
Like, you sit there and calculate it all up, you look at sales tax and everything else,
Yeah.
and how much tacked on gas and all that, everything, right? It eats you alive.
Yeah.
So, okay, I can sit there and whine about it. I can try to vote for people who I think are favorable to what I would like to see, important as well. But also, look, I can turn around and focus on, hey, you know what would be an easy solution? If I know it's going to cost me 50% and I got a monetary goal I want to get to, well, then I just need to double the motherfucker.
Right. And
Double it up.
or being able to take that process and say, okay, hey, tax guy, right? What is going to get me the best return here? What is going to be the best option to go with? And whether that's buying, an apartment complex that has 15 doors or whatever, now you can, appreciate, depreciate, move depreciation, play with the game. It's the same thing that the 1% does on a regular basis, right? You're able to look at it and say, okay, how can I control what I can control? Like very similar to what you were saying, like being able to address the situation with the holding yourself accountable to actually being able to address situations and stop putting it off on bullshit that, oh, well, I can't do nothing about it. Like, stop being such a bitch all the time. Maybe that's gonna come out. That's probably, I'm gonna have to probably pull that out. But
Now, you only pull that out, it's the truth, man. I mean, look, and the thing is, talk about an echo chamber, that should be echoing right back to you and me. Because don't lie, there is things you're an absolute bitch on.
100%.
Yeah, me too. So, I mean, really, at the end of the day, we were just talking about in the company, like how some of the how this place is, one of the things I've noticed is it's becoming people do a lot of their work based on how they feel. Nobody gives a fuck how you feel. You know what I mean? Not if they're paying you for a service. Like, they have an expectation. Deliver on that expectation. Change that your feeling on it needs to be in last.
And but I think a lot of people have a hard time with that because I literally just posted something on that
Oh,
today.
really?
Yeah, the saying, it was a whole speech, but one of the things that he said on there that stuck out to me was, a champion is right behind all of the things that you don't want to do. It
What's good?
I was just like, that's it. That's everything, right? You don't want to do it because you feel bad. Oh, you had such a hard day today. Yeah, take your time, handle your shit. Make sure you're squared away upstairs. But to say that I'm not gonna work today because of it is fucking crazy.
Oh, dude, look, it's funny this morning, man. I'm tired. We were sitting down. She's, she works right beside me. She sat down. She's like, I am exhausted. She has her schedule just changed around. She's working her ass off nonstop. But we were sitting here talking about it. You know what, though, was funny is I wasn't very talkative. Neither of us were. Well, I don't speak for her, but from the looks of it, she's crushed a ton of work. And so have I. I was just like, God, I'm tired. So I don't even need to focus on how I feel because I don't feel good right now. Right? Yeah. Funny how I feel good. I'm all bad. Oh, I feel good. I feel good. I cranked a ton of work. I just start at the top, no emotions, just blank staring at my screen and clicked everything that needed to be, I needed to start working on. And I've crushed a ton of it.
Man.
I probably did more this morning than when yesterday morning. And dude, I was on, it was yesterday was a 10 for me. Yesterday morning was a 10 for me.
There's a
Fucking 10.
saying that the days that you don't want to go to the gym are the days that you usually have the best workout.
Not really.
Yeah, and I don't know, Danny could probably back that up, but the days that you don't want to go, like, you know that you had to. Like, you know that you put yourself there. And so you're there with a purpose of, I'm getting this done. And I can say this from experience. Like, there was 2 years, a solid, or there was 1 year for sure, where I genuinely had, like, my mental processing was just off. Like, everything, I was in a place where I just was not happy. I wasn't this. Like, every day I woke up, I was just like, this ain't it. I'm not feeling the sparks, right? And it didn't change anything. Like, I still got out of bed, I still went to the gym, and I still did everything that I had to do. You pick up your balls and you get on with your day. Like, shit's not always going to be perfect. And it's not always going to feel good, and it's not always going to be okay. But your job is to show up, be where you need to be, and be there and handle your shit. Like,
I
we
can't
both.
remember who said the quote, but it was, professionals show up. Being a professional is basically showing up even when you're not feeling it. And I've always liked that because I'm like, man, how many people wait for that day when all the stars align and they're just hot, right? It's just everything they touch, they're just awesome. Like, think of how much more impactful that'll be if you show up every day even when you don't feel it. So that day that it is, man, it's perfect and you just can't be stopped, you go twice as far.
You're a
Because if
fucking
not,
Ferrari.
the day you're hot, all you're doing is just catching up on bullshit. You know, you ain't making progress. You just get where you were already supposed to be. So, good stuff.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. I'm ready to step into it, so
Yeah.
I know we both got schedules.
Let's go get after the day, man. It's just one of those days. Let's check the boxes and get it done. And hey, tomorrow, sun will be shining and we'll start it over again.
That's right.
Yeah.
Easter's on Sunday. If you celebrate Easter, I hope you have a wonderful Easter. If you don't celebrate Easter, that's fine too. I hope you spend the time with your family or work or whatever the fuck you do. But enjoy it. Be where you're at and bring some purpose into the shit that you're doing.
Yeah. Hey, if this message resonates with you and you're like, man, I'm tired, I'm wore out, I need some time. Like, if you can't afford the vacation you need right now, what you need to do is go get your ass back to work. You know what I mean? Earn the vacation that you should be able to get. Like, don't just give yourself a day off or something because you're just feeling all tired and crying and just being weak. Like, do some work. Do some more work. Get it done. Because I promise you, there's somebody else out there that's feeling the same exact way, and they're going to work and they're going to beat you. They're going to beat you. And you know what? You deserve to be beaten if that's the mentality you're running with.
Let's fucking go. Tied up.
Grinder out.